The new agreement with five Central American countries lifts trade tariffs on a wide range of products. Jim Pugh of Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce says that will increase demand for everything from Wisconsin cheese to industrial machinery. He says that should create new jobs in the state.
When there's demand for products, manufacturers add jobs. We're hoping those jobs are going to be added in Wisconsin and hopefully going to be at some of the highest wage levels in our state, which are paid in the manufacturing sector.
CAFTA critics say the trade deal is more likely to drain jobs from the state. Andy Gussert of the Wisconsin Fair Trade Coalition says once the president signs it, factories will start leaving for Central America.
For the most obvious of reasons, the labor's much cheaper. They don't have any environmental regulations. If someone's arm gets chopped off on an assembly line, they can't be sued in the same way they can be sued here in the United States. So it's cost efficient to go to El Salvador to make the goods that you want to make, and I think we're going to start seeing that now.
Ag groups in the state are split on CAFTA. The Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation, with 20,000 members, predicts the deal will mean more markets for Wisconsin beef, pork, and dairy products. But a spokesperson for the Wisconsin Farmers Union, representing 2,000 family farms, says it will displace small farmers here and in Central America, where wages average just a few dollars a day. Sue Beitlick says small dairy farmers aren't likely to find new customers there, and she's worried CAFTA will lead to bigger free trade deals with South American countries.
We have a force to be reckoned with in Brazil, Argentina, Chile, all the other South American countries, so we view this as a real threat.
Fair trade advocates point to the slim two-vote margin that CAFTA won by. They say they're gradually winning the debate and predict success in defeating the next free trade deal, or at least adding strong labor and environmental standards before the U.S. completes deals with other South American countries. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.